USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The buildup of troops at the Ukrainian border continues. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said that Russia continues building up their military presence, including in Crimea, in Belarus, and in the Black Sea, in ways that brings Russian troops right to NATO's doorstep. And the U.S. Ambassador for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Michael Carpenter, said that Russia has massed almost 190,000 personnel in that area, and that this is the most significant military mobilization in Europe since the Second World War. The city of Austin has agreed to pay a combined $10 million to two demonstrators who were injured by police during the 2020 racial justice protest that took place in that city. The two protesters, Justin Howell and Anthony Evans, were injured when police used less lethal ammunition as a form of crowd control during the protest that took place after the deaths of George Floyd and Michael Ramos, who was killed by an Austin police officer. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.